Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Undefeated number one Ohio State. A night game. Oh my goodness. A night game for Ohio State. And no one knows more about the Buckeyes than our super friend Tim May from the Tim May Podcast and all other forms of media. Yes. Hi, Tim.
What's going on, man? I tell you what, that music, whatever that was not Eastbound and Down. That's for darn sure.
Oh, man, you heard the word, man.
We've had a change.
We got crushed.
Yep.
Our friends on the video stream.
We're trying to get hip to the YouTube, so we got to move some stuff around.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
With Minnesota, it's... Minnesota is southbound and down, but you know that's it's pure relatively speaking.
Most things outside of Canada and Alaska are south. Except,
I don't know if you asked me a question, except things are going great for me at this very moment. At this moment,
how come things are going great for Tim May?
Is it because
is the Tim May moment?
Are you shooting?
I'm not playing golf today. I'm playing golf Sunday, but I have a new driver. I don't know if I told you that, right? And I'm not talking about like driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah,
I have a new driver.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I thought you said.
In my bag. And by the way, that's one of Gene Hackman's great lines, the late great Gene Hackman, in Get Shorty.
Yeah.
Where he says, "This is gonna be my driving Miss Daisy." he was a B movie producer in Hollywood film, and this is gonna be my driving Miss Daisy. That's one of the great lines ever. And Drive Miss Daisy was a hell of a movie, but I mean, you know, you wonder what other producers aspire to. Now you know, but no, it's just going good. My new Q35i driver, which I got for free, I won't go into that. But
wow,
man, does it make a difference in a 71-year-old man's life? That is for sure.
That you got a free driver? Somebody gave it to you, or you won it, or
well, the guy that owns FanStreamSports.com. Based out of Dallas, but that's where my podcast is now on the Tim May Show featuring Clay Hall.
Yes.
And he just showed up and with his driver and said, "Here, Tim." And I said, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" No, that was Kevin Bacon's line.
It's still not better than your Solheim Cup gift of a putter that had the logo embossed in it. Did you get one of those?
No, I did not get one of those. And
You covered
I'm not
it.
Sure I would. I'm not sure I would approach it one way or the other. I have a nice tailor-made putter that I really like. If I could just learn how to putt, I would be I'd almost have like my driver and my putter. If I could get those two things straightened out, now if I could just figure out how to hit approach shots, I'd have it going, baby.
We'll get there. We'll get you there.
I'm almost there too. I'm playing tomorrow for the first time in like 7 or 8 years. I'm playing tomorrow morning. Thank you. Yeah.
Where are you playing? Anything? Any place good?
It used to be the home of the Cleveland Open, Highland. I'm supposed to play there tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you, man.
I'm excited.
Good luck.
It's been a while. It's a charity event. So.
Well, speaking of learning how to putt.
We wasted a lot of time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We wasted too much time.
Speaking of learning how to putt, what did we learn from the big win in Washington?
I thought you were talking about what we learned from the Ryder Cup.
No. Tim, I only got 15, buddy. We don't have an hour. I could yell and scream for an hour.
The U.S. team forgot the one important part about the Ryder Cup, which is the cup. Get the ball in the cup.
Ooh.
God, no one could hit a putt to
good.
Save their souls.
I just came up with that. That's pretty good, though. You can talk about Keegan Bradley and everything else, but gosh, the teaming of the teammates the first 2 days was just unbelievably bad for the United States and good for Europe. But I digress. What you learned is that this team faced some adversity on the road in the sense of drove right down the field on his first possession, but on fourth and goal couldn't stuff the ball in there. One of the main reasons because they ran the exact same play they ran against Texas for their first touchdown of the season. And lo and behold, Washington watched the tape and just ganged up on C.J. Donaldson. But the bottom line is past that, that made the first half a struggle. I'm sure y'all watched it. And then but the defense just more and more got a stranglehold on that offense. And, you know, that offense had only punted twice. I'm talking about Washington's going into the game. They punted twice in the first quarter, you know, I think. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was twice. But the bottom line was – yeah, because Ohio State fumbled a punt return, a good punt return. Brandon Ennis lost the ball. So that the first half had a lot of errors in it, but Ohio State overcame. And really, 24-6 is pretty dominant win on the road in your Big Ten opener. And you know, it's always good when push comes to shove to throw the ball to number four and let him do his thing. So a lot of things were learned. But defensively, this defense just keeps getting better and better. I mean, like I said, that was a Washington offense that was feeling pretty good about itself going into that game and was number one, I think, in the nation in third downs converted, et cetera. I think they were one of 11 or 13 on third downs. So this defense is only going to get better, too. And so there's a lot of things that were learned there.
Yeah, also, I mean, but how much better can they – I mean, they've only given up two touchdowns in four games. Two.
Right. Right. Well, you can always shut people out.
But, oh, that's true. Grambling found
that
out.
To do once you get up, you want to play some of your backups. The good news about a road game is there aren't very many backups.
True.
You know, there are only 74 guys on the trip, so you pretty much stick with what you got. But yeah, I mean, you learned a lot about it. You learned a lot about a team when it, you know, Ohio State, if you remember correctly, opened like as a 10 or 11 point favorite, and by kickoff, I think it was only 7.5. And they still won by 24 minus 6 is 18. They still won by 18. Hey, see how good I am at math?
You are good.
Good on you.
Are we living in Bo Jackson's world now? Is that where we're at? I know I ask you this every week, and, you know.
Well, y'all are living in his sphere of influence up there.
Well, we're pushing it. We're pushing it. You know why? Because I loved watching him play in high school. I loved watching him run track. And the last time I remember watching an athlete like that dominate in high school, and I know LeBron, we could say that, but it reminded me, and it'll hit home with you, was covering Andy Katzenmoyer in high school. Like, Andy just dominated when he was out there. I mean, like, it was whether he was playing fullback or he was playing linebacker, and that's what Bo Jackson looked like when we were watching him in high school. Same thing.
Right. So there you go. What's your next question? No, I'm just messing with you. What's your next question and answer? Here's the thing, fellas. I keep reminding people. I mean, and you know, and I'm not just parroting parroting Ryan Day. I'm not just parroting him. This is a long, in their mind, they're playing a 16-game season again this year. You gotta have that pair and a spare. You gotta have three guys going. And you know, having the two guys going last year was huge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For them, the two running backs. And so, yeah, I mean, if you know, anybody paying attention saw that Bo Jackson was the second running back off the bench, was the second running back into the game, last week. And they ran that little stupid trick play, which I'm not sure – quite sure what that design was supposed to do, but the bottom line was he was the number two back in that game in a pecking order sense. And you know, I don't think anybody has a problem whether he starts the game or not. A lot of times that's based on circumstance and situation, but the bottom line is he's going to play a lot. That's already been established, barring injury. So that answers your question best as I can, and he's been the leading rusher the last three games. So backs up or gives you evidence of why he is going to play a lot more as it goes on. But you know, there's the days of a guy carrying the ball 30 times are over, unless, you know, you never say never, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've got Archie Griffin coming on my podcast this afternoon. We're going to talk about some of those kind of things. And plus the reunion of the 75 team, which almost did it, but not quite. But go ahead, caller.
Yes. Dan on line one. Go, Dan.
The legend, Tim May, joining us on the hotline here. Of course, you can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Holmes. And Archie Griffith coming up, which is just outstanding. Something weird has happened this season for the Buckeyes as well, in that you look to the sidelines and Matt Patricia is smiling, which is something I have never seen in my entire life of watching Matt Patricia do anything. What has been the most impressive part of this defense?
Tim, he looks happier now than I've ever seen him.
I have never seen that guy look that happy.
Especially after the Texas game.
You know why?
Why?
Guys, I don't mean to get... let me whisper it. I don't want everybody to know this answer.
Don't tell anybody.
Except for the millions listening to you guys. And even in Canada. Did y'all signal reach Canada?
Of course we do.
Doesn't it?
You only got to swim like 15 miles out here in Canada.
Yeah, they're in the middle of Lake Erie.
There's
right?
somebody on a boat listening to us right now.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And bobbing up and down and probably getting seasick like I did. But anyway, or lake sick. Excuse
it's
me.
These new cruise ships that are going through Lake Erie, through the Great Lakes.
No, I like it. But anyway, what was the question again?
Matt Patricia, happy?
Yeah, Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Imagine you're... I don't know. I didn't really like a lot of Picasso stuff, but I'll just say Picasso. Imagine you're Picasso, and all through your career, you've got all these plans, and you start implementing them. But now, and you start putting them on canvas. But now, all of a sudden, you've got almost limitless paint. Mm. That's what he's and limitless canvas. He's got guys that are really buying, have really bought into what he's selling. Number one. Number two, they're super talented. I used this example a couple of weeks ago with you guys. The first play by Ohio State defensively against Texas and the way Ohio State lined up, and then the first play by North Carolina and how it lined up against TCU was almost a spitting image, okay? But as one game ensued, Ohio State got a firmer grip on things, and North Carolina did not. And the main reason is because of their paint. I mean – Ohio State has quality A-plus paint in Caleb Downs and now Caden Curry coming on like a freight train. Just everybody on that defense is just stepping up from one week to the next. The linebackers, Arvell Reese from up in your territory. Arvell Reese, I mean, this is a guy hardly anybody paid attention to a year ago. Now he may be the prototype everybody's looking for in the coming 2026 draft, because Matt Patricia has found ways to get him extremely involved and to play sick'em football. And when you play sick'em football with guys who are taking also care of their responsibilities, you got something going on. Whereas North Carolina doesn't have that array of paint, you know. And matter of fact, one of North Carolina's better players in the spring is number 14 on Ohio State right now, playing going as a not backup. He plays a lot, Bo Atkinson at defensive end. So that's why Matt Patricia is smiling. Do they stone every play? No. Do they have a chance to knock you out? Absolutely. And that's what's going to be interesting this week, because they're going to be playing an offense that has a quarterback that doesn't run much, can't really run much, but he's a more of a statue back there throwing the ball. You know, 6'4", 6'5", kid from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so we'll see how now it changes from one week to the next. But the funny thing about college football defensive coordinating as opposed to the pros is, yeah, the pros have different players they feature from one week to the next, but the offenses are very, very similar from one week to the next, with few exceptions. College, it's different every week. And I think he's really embraced that. But yeah, this team is playing at a high level, both from a base defense way of looking at it, from being sound, but also from getting after it. And, you know, when you got guys like Caleb Downs and Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles running around in the middle of that defense doing all kinds of, like, mean things to the quarterback's mind, you got something going on.
All right, Tim, I got two questions, and we only got, like, 4 or 5 minutes here, so I got to make sure I get everything in. Ready? Minnesota tomorrow, then number 22, Illinois, Wisconsin, a little bit of a break, Penn State. There's no way they're looking past this game, is there?
No, this team seems to have a maturity about it already. No, I don't see that. I'm just to answer that. But, you know, you don't know game time, baby.
There's always been. But, Tim, why do sometimes these night games against every once in a while, Ohio State finds himself in a Saturday night game that used to get buried, like, on Big Ten or, I don't know. And sometimes they lay in. Yes. It's been a long time, but it's still.
You know why? Because NBC wants them for the ratings on Saturday night. Ten Network wants them for the ratings on Saturday night. In a nutshell. I mean, you know, stranger things are coming down the road, you know, in the next 5 or 7 years for college football. I mean, where it's going to be very interesting from a scheduling standpoint because, you know, if you get bigger TV contracts down the road, they're going to want quality premium games, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what's coming, but that's way down the road. That's well after my time. That's well after I'm now, then we'll be always hitting off the senior tees.
Okay, my friend. So I need your perspective on something. Well, go ahead, finish that thought, to the next one.
But the point is, you only get, you know, as they pick games, you know, from one week to the next, and there's a pecking order of how games are picked. When you get a chance at putting Ohio State on prime time, you want to put them on there. The game last week was literally CBS's prime time game, which is 3:30 start, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Big Ten contract with these networks, so they put them on at 3:30 Eastern time, 12:30 Pacific time. But the thing about it is, it's like, I thought you were going to ask me, man, how do these guys adapt from one week to the next, starting at noon, then starting at 7:30, then starting at 3:30, then starting at noon? I mean, it's quite the exercise.
So how do they do it? Because we're watching the Browns this week, and this kind of leads me to the next one. Browns are at 9:30 in the morning here. It's 1 o'clock there, though. I don't know. So they're looking at it. And beyond that, I don't care about the time. My question for you is, what did you learn about Dylan Gabriel by watching him twice last year against Ohio State? Because he's got his first start since Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State obviously contained him the second time around, much like they contained DeMond Williams last week. I mean, they put a cage around him. That's the word of the last 2 weeks is cage. As soon as Caleb Downs said it, I went, that's exactly what you got to do with this guy. Hmm. Meaning, you don't let him escape to where he wants to escape. You make him escape where there are people to tackle him once he escapes, or at least, you know, blow dart him. But the bottom line is, Dylan Gabriel was quite creative as a college football player. What he left college football is what, the number one or number two all-time passing leader? Are you kidding me?
3,913 yards.
Well, that was last year.
Last year, year right? Last year, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about for his career. But look how many guys have played quarterback in college football. And I know when you list a guy at 5'11", he's probably 5'10", right? But yeah. I don't even know what the Browns list him. But the guy's a playmaker.
7'2". He's listed as 7'2" this week. It's weird.
There you go. Yeah. The next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's right. Yes.
But anyway, bottom line is he plays big, and he really does. And, you know, as long as you can, you know, I would attack him. I would come up the middle. I mean, just basically big guys coming up the middle on him and make him, you know, flush him out and stuff. But he's really good on the move, too. So I think, you know, he'll make some mistakes. He'll make some big mistakes. but it can't be any worse than the last several weeks. I'm telling you, a quarterback for the Browns cannot be any worse.
There you have it from a man who watched him twice last year. All right, last question. Last question for you. Is Franklin County still complaining about the fact that this game isn't at noon? Because everybody wanted it at noon, didn't they?
They did. I thought everybody wants these games at 7:30.
I'm kidding.
That was a big gripe. I mean, you know, it's like I liked having that Texas game at noon, man. Show up, put up, shut up, and go home. And that's what it was all about. So
yeah, that's because you're working, I'm working. Everybody else wants to sit outside right. their car and have fun
and
yeah.
do whatever they do. But they can get up at 5:30 in the morning like you and I do, and you know, get with it if they really want that. Or they can sit there after a game and bask in the glory of yet another major Ohio State victory.
Yes.
Instead, now half you know with these 7:30 starts, you wonder how many people even remember being at the game.
Or how much they spent. Tim, we got to roll. Let's do it again next Friday. Appreciate you.
You're the legend. Talk soon.
Boys, always enjoy it. You know that.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Tim. Remember, I asked the question earlier in the show. We were talking to Brian Anderson about mutiny in the locker room. I think it's got to be you have to have an ironclad stomach on defense to put up with what you've seen on offense and special teams the first couple weeks of the season. I mean, every win can't feel like you just won the Super Bowl. That's just not – I mean, yeah, it feels good when you get a win. You're excited. You know, they come out there, they beat the Packers. Maybe it did feel like a Super Bowl win because it was the Packers. All right, I'll give you a little bit of that, especially after knowing you got shellacked the week before 41-17. And you should have won against Cincinnati. And last week, I don't even want to talk about last week.
There's no need to.
None. So – but then you have another challenge. I mean, you've got Minnesota coming up on Sunday. And the team, as you just heard with Myles Garrett, spoke early this morning. All the press conferences were during the morning show because the game isn't London. Don't forget, I mean, you know, I wonder how many Browns fans will sleep in Sunday and forget that the game is at 9:30.
I doubt a good chunk of them. I think we've made it pretty well known that they've been in London. I think you've seen it all over the place. The schedule will say as such. Anything, you know. If you downloaded a calendar from anywhere that has the Browns games preloaded into your calendar, you won't miss it. You'll be fine. I think the majority will be okay. You know, if you have more casual fans in your life, you may want to let them know, but I think even they'll know that stuff. So, yeah, Browns media took place this morning. Myles Garrett, of course, the big thing being the quarterback change. Myles Garrett had this to say. I thought this was interesting.
I mean, he runs the offense like this is his offense, and that's all you can ask for any quarterback. You know, he comes out, smile on his face, chest out, gives a call, and it looks like he's been doing it for years, the way he manages the offense. So I'm looking forward to doing the same thing on Sunday.
What do you think when you hear that from Myles Garrett? You think he's just blowing smoke, or do you think he means it?
No, I think he truly means it. Gabriel spent, 6 years in college, played a lot of games. I think that sometimes we forget, you know, players who are rookies have probably started every game since eighth grade, right? And I think it's got to be, it's like for him and Shador, it's got to be awkward.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, when's the last time Shador didn't start a game? And again, it's been
a long time for him.
Before he came here.
Gabriel as well. Heck, every NFL quarterback.
Yeah, so that's why when Miles said that, I'm not surprised. They say this about when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before. Well, if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you better act like you've been there before, even if you haven't been there before. And being there before is a couple, you know, sloppy little plays at the end of a game after your team got blown out one way or another. Or you got the opportunity to play during preseason. It's going to be a different game for him on Sunday. You know it. I know it. We know how good Minnesota's defense is, too. They are not going to make anything easy. I think our defense is going to keep us in games. If our defense can actually put points on the board, which is a huge ask, it could be a lot closer than you think.
I think it's going to be a nasty game. I think it's going to be...
We're getting blown out?
No. I think it's going to be like the 13-10, 17-13, somewhere in that area. Like, I think that's what it's going to be.
Have we seen enough of those games?
Well,
I'm so tired of this.
Yes, but it's
10 to win, 13 to win, 16, 17.
I think you're just going to see more and more of them because that's how this team is built. They're going to be built on running the ball and playing great defense. I don't think you're going to live in this world where you're dropping 30 on a given week. It's going to take a while before you can get
there. I'm not asking for 30. I'm asking for the same 21 that every NFL team gets when they walk into a stadium. Every team, oh, hi. Oh, your name? Oh, you're the Pittsburgh Steelers? Congratulations. I don't care how bad your quarterback is. Here's 21 points. Miami. Well, you fire a coach this week. Maybe. I don't know. What do you do? All right. Well, we're going to give you some courtesy points. Here's 21 points. It is aggravating to watch the offense not be able to get to 21 points. Why is that so difficult?
Mix of facing good defenses.
I thought you were going to give me coach.
A mix of facing good defenses and having an inept offense.
Well,
having an offense that is repugnant and facing really good defenses.
Why is asking for 21 points? I'm not even asking for a win. Get me to 21.
I hope your offense is less repugnant this week. I really do.
Yeah, I want to believe you.
I hope they
do play
action.
I want to believe you, but it just seems so uptight on offense.
I hope
I don't know if that's because Joe couldn't get rid of the ball because the offensive line is playing at 3/5 or your wide receivers can't hang on to passes. I don't know. I'll point the finger everywhere. How's that? And then I'll point the
finger. That's a good point on catching passes.
And right. I'm gonna point my finger at the coaching staff that comes out after all the time. And I like Kevin, but how many times am I going to listen to go, well, we got to coach better? What does that mean? We got to coach better?
We'll get it fixed.
What does that mean? It means aggravation for all of. Oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize your offensive line's banged up. Oh, your wide receivers can't catch a pass. Oh, the reason you lost is because you have to coach better. I'm not buying that. The game is the game. If you're calling stupid plays, then that's on the coaches.
Again, Brian Flores against rookie quarterbacks, according to Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports. Last year, he faced Bryce Young, Aiden O'Connell, and twice against Caleb Williams in the last 2 years. Those are the four rookie quarterbacks, or I should say three, one of them faced twice, that Brian Flores has gone against. Those quarterbacks, 11 points per game, 4.3 yards per play, 26% third down conversion rate, 3.5 sacks per game. That's my reason why I think it's going to be nasty, is because the Vikings defense knows what it's doing. Brian Flores is really good at what he does. I hope I am so wrong, because again, the Vikings defense will give up running plays and they will give up explosive plays in the run game, which is why I think Quinshon Judkins is going to be huge in this game. It's just it is so tough for your quarterback to look good in his first start going up against a defensive coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing. That's why I'm like, this is going to be nasty. Now, if you ask me next week at Pittsburgh, I think we're having a different conversation, because that defense isn't as good. That defense is giving up points left and right. They've got cornerback positions or problems. They've got problems in the secondary. They've got problems at linebacker. Like, next week is going to be a different story. This week, I think, is going to be nasty.
You got to believe that Jack Conklin's starting, right? You got to believe that he's going to play.
So.
Will you play the clip again? I don't know if you still have it in front of you. Again, with a left-handed quarterback, your right tackle becomes gigantic. Gigantic. And Jack hasn't played yet this year. We haven't seen Jack Conklin yet. Here's what Coach said about it.
I'd say similar there. He has been pushing really hard these last few weeks, so I'm hopeful, but we got to get through the next few days.
I'm hopeful.
Cornelius Lucas probably be standing there if Jack isn't.
He gets.
Cam Robinson going to start this week? I didn't even hear it. Did that get asked this morning? I don't know if it got asked or not.
It did get asked this morning. Hang on.
And?
Pontificate.
All right, I'm pontificating. So Cam Robinson, in case you don't know, they just picked him up from Houston.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, he's backed up by KT Leviston, who's backed up by Thayer Munford.
And your head coach had this to say when it came to new tackle Cam Robinson possibly playing on Sunday.
There's just a lot of unlearning that has to happen. Fortunately for us, he's very, very intelligent. He's been in a bunch of different systems, so he's kind of heard it all, quote unquote. So he's done a nice job with this week. We'll see how it goes over the next 48.
Oh, boy.
If the solution to your problem is Cam Robinson, you probably need to change the question.
You're playing with Betonio, Posick, and Teller. That's the problem. And where's Zinter? Where's Whipler? I made them one person.
I'm okay.
Zintler.
I mean, those three guys aren't going to move in the middle of your offensive line. You don't want them to move in the middle of your offensive line. They're stalwarts. You know, one of them's probably going to the Hall of Fame. The question is the two tackles on the outside. God, I hope Jack Conklin is healthy. God, I hope that's the case.
I do too. With a left-handed quarterback, I just don't. Maybe I'm making too big of a deal about
it. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.